Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Lynn.
And we are going to talk about our most favorite thing in the world, Lynn. Pokemon!
Pokemon! Gotta catch them all! Pokemon! And today we'll be talking about the Pokemon heal items in real life.
Introduction to it. If you don't watch Pokemon, then watch Pokemon.
You're missing out. Or play the game. It's very intriguing.
It's very.
You learn a lot of things, like what we're about to tell you now.
You learn a lot about health through Pokemon.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Okay. Right. So an antidote is a substance which can counteract a form of poisoning. And this was talked about in our overdose with Nalazone.
Nalazone is an antidote, people. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to specifically be for venom or toxin, but in the Pokemon game, that's the only reason why you get poisoned.
Yeah.
I mean, there's overdose of narcotics, that's considered poisoning too. You don't have drugs and
get bit by Ekin or something.
Yeah, you got bit by Ekin. You need an antidote.
Yes.
So we'll have anti-venom.
Yeah, and how does venom work? It works by blocking chemical gate that allows cells to send electrical signals, like a Rottweiler blocking a pizza boy from delivering pizza.
Yep, your Rottweiler is the venom. The pizza boy is the cell trying to communicate to the other cell.
Ooh, I knew one of my friends who got bit in the thigh by, I don't know, one of her vicious friends. Dog. Oh.
The friend was vicious.
It was terrible.
Oh, damn.
It looked nasty. That's so she had to get regular checkups to make sure the dog didn't have rabies. And, yep.
That dog was... Oh, that's unfortunate.
So she needed an anti-venom.
Because the dog was venomous.
Yes, he was. I don't know. He had... He was nasty.
Okay.
So the anti-venom is the antibody that binds venom to inactivate its effect.
It's like putting a muzzle on the dog. Chaining it. So it can't block the pizza boy from delivering the pizza to you. AKA cells communicating people. Don't get too lost in the metaphors or get too hungry. Anti-venom is an antibody. And antibodies are immune system cells that protect the body from binding to foreign molecules called antigens. So the venom is a foreign molecule. It's like, what the heck is this? Get out of my body. So it produces, your body produces antibodies to counteract the venom. However, it doesn't work fast enough if the foreign molecule is really new and foreign, like venom. So therefore, your body doesn't make enough antibodies to nullify the effect.
This reminds me of that one Jimmy Neutron episode. You remember? When he shrunk down to size to enter the body and, like, kill him off. Cannot be sick anymore.
Wow. Wait, the antibodies?
The viruses.
Yeah. So anti-venom is actually the antibodies of animals make to the venom.
Whoa.
And we steal animals' antibodies.
Whoa.
To make anti-venom.
So I think made it's... by injecting animals with venom so the animal makes antibodies.
And then we inject the animal's antibodies into us. So we now have antibodies. Okay. It's called passive immunity, guys. And I think it's kind of ironic because antidote is the cheapest heal item, but in real life, it's probably the most expensive heal item. That thing, you're probably going to need some Medicare or Medicaid to cover that.
Pikachu, Thunderbolt!
Another option for,
Alright, you're paralyzed.
Yeah, for healing is Paralyze Heal.
So this is used for paralysis. Big whoop.
Yes, you know, Pikachu just electroshocked you, so you gotta, you're still in shock, so you have to heal yourself.
And why are you in shock? Well, it's because electricity kills your cells. Mm-hmm. By altering cell environments, and cells have electrical environments, they basically die if you put too much in it.
Mm-hmm. So, the electricity releases heat and burns your cells, and...
You hurt yourself through falling through a muscular spasm. That's the last one's on you, kid.
Yeah.
And I feel like in Pokemon it's depicted unrealistically, paralysis, you know?
Because you just heal right away, and in real life you don't heal right away.
Yeah. And also, I think the paralysis is a little impractical.
You could be thrown in a coma.
Right. All right, Lynn. True or false about paralysis? Would a Pokemon be struggling to overcome paralysis and have electricity, like, sparking off of its body?
No. Not really.
Really not really at all.
Really not really.
Really not really. There may be some tetany, which is prolonged muscular contraction, but electricity doesn't just, like, stay in your body and just bounces around, you know? It leaves to a better place.
But Pokemon are magical beings, and I want one!
True or false? Trainers who are shocked become covered in soot with their hair standing up.
True! This is so funny.
That's right! Because electricity can cause burns, and that leaves some charring if you're really conductive. So you can't, you know, be a little soot covered ash with your hair standing up. Yay! Treatment? Nothing really special.
Careful on your way to becoming a Pokemon master.
Yes. If you do get shocked on your way to becoming a Pokemon master, they're probably gonna just take you to the ER, check for organ damage, heart, muscles, or kidneys. Otherwise, you just kinda have to suck it up and
Nurse
heal.
Joy can't help you now.
Mm-mm.
Alright. Ooh. Oh, speaking of, if you're if you were to be put in paralysis and you're thrown into a coma, what would you use, Michelle? What would you use?
I would use an awakening, Lynn.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun.
Induced sleep is caused by compounds such as nitrous oxide and xenon, and they relax your muscles, so your nervous system doesn't send signals to your brain anymore, meaning you're no longer conscious. And they're used with sedatives and dissociatives, which basically knock you out.
And this helps reduce the CNS signals for pain, perception, and consciousness.
Right.
So your central nervous system is pretty relaxed. So treatments include stimulants such as Ritalin or Adderall. These are still being tested and experimented, so yep, they're trying to help you get out of this coma.
Induced comas. You know when they gas you too much and you're in a coma? That's kind of sad, right? I think it's also interesting that we don't quite understand comas. We don't really understand how the brain just kind of...
Yeah, like seriously, you're still alive, but you're not. How can this be?
All right.
Yes, my favorite. Burn, heal, and ice heal.
Those are your favorites.
Because this is more realistic, you know?
Right. Definitely more realistic. So
the degrees of burns and frostbite are, you know, first, second, and third. And the fourth degree for frostbite is the worst. And to treat minor burns, you have to run it under cold water. And this is only if you don't have an open wound or penetrated skin. Or else you can use over-the-counter options such as painkillers.
Sorry.
Or Neosporin ointment cream.
If you have like a really bad burn, third degree,
And what painkillers would you use? Like Advil and Tylenol? Yeah. That works for burns.
Advil and
Tylenol. I never really, you know, use medicine for burn. I just use ointment.
Yeah.
So.
But if it's a third degree burn, you probably shouldn't put any ointment on it.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that's not good for
it's not a good idea.
So just call an ambulance.
Yeah, just
that.
Ambulance. And they'll probably get you a skin graft.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah, the first thing they're going to do is they're surgically going to remove all your charred or... frozen skin. It's called debridement. And you know skin grafts, you know, they grow skin from a part of your body.
Yeah.
And then
it's like all blackish green. Is that what it looks like?
Oof. Or the skin graft? It's more like fleshy looking.
Don't know. Oh, okay. But the frostbites I've seen are like all black and like dark green and like all scaly looking.
Because, I mean, there's no blood going there anymore because it's too cold. So your skin just dies.
So skin grafts is for burns or frostbites?
For both, yeah.
For both? Okay. Okay.
Otherwise, if you get burned or frostbite, there's really nothing else drug related. You can take some antibiotics to prevent infection. They'll probably give you a tetanus shot because you're susceptible to that now that your skin's open. And painkillers.
Yep, more painkillers, the strong kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is more used in the Pokemon world. Revive.
Like all the time.
Yes. Like antidotes
Yeah, I try to challenge. I try to pick fights. I can't win, so my Pokemon just pass out and hate me.
Yes, for fainted Pokemons, like smelling salts.
Yeah, I think if you had a fainted person in real life, you'd probably give them smelling salts. These are ammonia. It's actually made of ammonia gas. And this gas irritates the lungs and triggers an inhalation reflex, which restores breathing patterns and elevates blood oxygen levels. I mean, you faint because you don't have enough oxygen to go into your brain because of stress or injury. Well, if injury, it wouldn't work, but usually stress.
So instead of slapping the person, you can try to like sit them up, give them some water, or like give them some air, or if not, I think CPR, right?
Yeah, CPR.
CPR would, you better be certified or just try.
In so, good, if you were, it's in good faith and the person dies, you will not be accused of anything negligent.
But I guess call 911 first.
Call 911.
Yes. So yeah, so you want to restore the blood flow by releasing restrictive clothing and sitting the person up.
If that doesn't work, call 911. Yep. And they're not gonna be totally refreshed when they wake up. I mean, they just
maybe half HP.
hit, depending if it's full revive or not. Full revive doesn't exist, people in the real world.
Not today.
Alright.
Oh, but full restore.
Full restore. A cure-all for all your status conditions, Lynn. What
is
would
this
that
real?
Be?
Is this real life?
I think it is, Lynn. What would it be?
Well, all you need is a good night's sleep, and maybe if you, you know, turn off your Pokemon and game the next day, they'll be revived. For sure.
Yeah, definitely. Ching!
Yeah!
If there was such a panacea as a cure-all. So, if there was such a panacea, that would be nice, but it doesn't exist in the real world.
Nope, not really.
Wah, wah, wah.
Maybe one day.
One day.
They should, right? They should just...
When Ash becomes a Pokemon Master.
They should just start selling all these restores and revives for us.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then let's say you don't like Big Pharma or Big Poke Medicine Producer, and you opt for herbal homeopathic solutions. Yes.
This is probably the more... the real natural ones.
Yeah, in the game, they're heal powder, energy powders, revival herbs, energy roots, and they restore most conditions and your Pokemon's health, but they're bitter and your Pokemon won't like you afterwards.
Yeah, this is the more realistic one. This is the most realistic.
Extremely realistic.
Yeah. They're getting more real here.
Yeah, we getting real, guys. So... pharmaceuticals actually have active ingredients derived from plants. So this is like the OG of medicine.
So I guess the more bitter it is, the more better it is for your health. I guess that's how they judged it back in the day.
Yeah.
So more bitter, more better.
More bitter. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. And why, Lynn? Why is bitter better? Well, it's because bitter compounds contain a lot of organic compounds called sequiterpenes, lactones, and alkaloids. Oh, chem people out there, I feel ya. And they're widely seen in the plant kingdom. They're the plant's secondary plant metabolites. What does that mean, Lynn?
This means that they serve no nutritional purpose to the plant, but for us, they're great.
Yeah. Because the plant uses them to protect themselves against microbes and oxidative damage.
Oh, I love plants.
Yeah, they're so cool. Plants too. I know. They just sit there. And they can also help us when we eat them. We have antimicrobial and oxidative protection.
Yes. Protect ourselves
by using plants.
Yes.
Real-world examples of bitter compounds that would, or bitter meals or drinks that would help.
Yes, tea. I drink a lot of tea. Yeah. So chamomile tea, chamomile can be used in tea. And it's a mild bitter herb used as a sedative and an antispasmodic.
Relax your muscles.
Yes, it relaxes and relieves yourself from like fevers and restlessness, tired, you know, stress.
Oh, I need some of that. I'm a little restless.
A lot of tea does that, and that's why I drink tea. for some reason. It just helps you start the day or end the day.
Yeah.
And there's also peppermint.
The first person, a Roman named Pliny the Elder wrote about peppermint and described it as,
"The very smell of it alone recovers and refreshes the spirit."
Thanks, Pliny.
No problem.
All right, and the ancient herb is used for flavor, fragrances, and medicines. And peppermint oil is used to help with nausea and stomach aches.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Oh, I haven't heard of this one. Wormwood.
That's right from a Harry Potter movie. Right there.
That's where it's from. Yeah. Never drank that before.
Well, it's a perennial plant, meaning it's all year round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Used as an antiseptic, tonic, diuretic, and stomach achic. Is that a real word?
I don't know.
That's
now it is. So the herb's strong, bitter taste is still used in wines and spirits, such as
vermouth.
Vermouth. Ew, that word. Vermouth. Be careful how much. Too much ain't good. Not cure-alls.
All right. Yeah. Be careful to not drink too much of all of this. Too much of a good thing ain't no longer a good thing, as we say on LM Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no such thing as cure-all. So if they tell you an herb is going to cure everything.
But I do believe in the power of tea.
I feel like we should put, you play Professor Layton. Yeah, Professor Layton definitely believes in the power of tea. Okay.
All right. Now you know.
Yeah, you're all cured, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we gave you like every medicine that could heal you. Yes. So.
Just don't overdose, overuse, misuse, you know?
Yeah. If you do, just take some Naloxone. Naloxone.
Naloxone.
Sorry. I keep getting that wrong. Yeah, so email us if you have any strange homeopathic remedies.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to hear from you.
We'd like to know.
Yes, we would. We have a lot of conditions.
That was creepy. Okay. Bye.
Bye, guys.
And remember to be happy
and be healthy.